The 29th Alaska State Legislature convenes on January 19th, with lawmakers tackling the state's $3.5 million deficit. Democrat Sam Keto III represents the Upper Lynn Canal in the State House. He spoke to KHNS earlier this week about the upcoming session. This is part one of a two-part story. The biggest hurdle this session is going to be the state's current financial situation, Keto says, right off the bat. There's no question about that, but he's still optimistic that Haines and Skagway will be taken care of, somewhat. He says the $1 million in Governor Walker's proposed budget for the wastewater treatment facility in Haines is likely safe from the chopping block.
As the number one project on the municipal water and sewer list, I think there is a pretty strong chance that project will stay.
That's Keto speaking from Anchorage earlier this week. He called the governor's budget plan courageous. He says, like most lawmakers, he supports some ideas and questions others.
Some of the issues that I'm concerned about are when talking about the first of all, the $100 million in cuts and taking pretty much all of the early childhood education money out of the Department of Education gives me a great concern. I think the biggest thing we can do for our future of our state is provide for education of our children. And one of the biggest things we can do that has been shown to have positive effect is implement early childhood education.
Governor Walker's proposed budget includes a plan to restructure the permanent fund. Keto says that, too, raised some concerns.
There is some question in my mind about how the switch of the dividend from the permanent fund calculation to the royalty calculation is sustainable. So I'd like to see some numbers on that. I also have a concern about the amount of revenue the governor is anticipating from the sovereign wealth fund. And it seems like a lot of money to come out of our permanent fund.
Keto says he believes that ultimately a revenue stream will come out of permanent fund earnings, but probably not as much as the governor anticipates. With more cuts on the way to the Department of Transportation's maintenance and operations, which includes ferry operations and winter road maintenance, Keto says he has concerns about the continuation of large-scale mega projects. Developments like the Ambler Road project, the Juneau Access project, and several more were halted by Walker last year, but have since started eking forward again towards licensing and environmental impact statements.
If we increase the amount of infrastructure, we're increasing the maintenance obligation for the departments. And to do that well, those departments are still being pressured to decrease their operational costs. I think the math there doesn't work out for me. Because if you have more responsibility and less money, that just means that you're going to be spread that much thinner.
As for the marine highway system, Keto says he would like to see a strategic planning effort from the DOT that would identify a basic level of service.
It's very important to Southeast, and especially to Northern Lynn Canal. So I do think it's one of those things that we need to work really hard at supporting, maintaining, and not taking apart. If the department had a goal and was working towards making a cost recovery level of 40 or 50%, which it has been in the past, then that actually creates a general fund savings for the state.
Keto says finding a resolution to the fiscal state is not only the biggest challenge, it's the component he's most looking forward to this session. He says it's the most important thing legislators can do for Alaskans. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Representative Keto's interview when he talks about revenue sharing, local projects, and more.